Work on high-yield hydrogen bombs had progressed from Operation Ivy, culminating in the spring of 1954 with Castle Bravo, the largest device ever detonated in atmospheric testing by the United States. Bravo was a hydrogen bomb using solid thermonuclear fuel, confirming the designs of Edward Teller and Stan Ulam, and paving the way to producing aircraft-deliverable hydrogen bombs and more effective weapons. Significantly exceeding its expected yield by 2.5 times, Castle Bravo, with an explosive power of 15 megatons, stripped islands clean of vegetation and took the scientists by surprise. The huge explosion released large quantities of radioactive debris into the atmosphere. This resulted in the exposure and contamination of some servicemen, natives, and the crew of a Japanese fishing boat, which had gone unnoticed in the security zone around the blast. This incident pushed the dangers of fallout from nuclear weapons clearly into the public mind.